The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage followed by tonight's kickoff is just moments away.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer with a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry. They provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts, whether it's for your passenger vehicle or your heavy duty parts for the big trucks. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Wabunsee County, Kansas, where this evening it is the final regular season game of the 2023 high school football season as Jefferson County North travels to Mission Valley and is hosted by the Vikings. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph. He's our man in the K-Radio Sports Studio running the buttons and dials and producing and engineering this evening. Joseph, thanks so much. Gus Counts with me here in the booth, Tom Counts, and Gus, we got to start off with, and I know I've been going on and on about this, but if there's a more perfect night for high school football than this, I can't even imagine how you do it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night here. Hold on. Yeah, it's a beautiful night here in Eskridge. And can I tell you, probably the first time I think I've ever been to Eskridge, Kansas, but 73 degrees here at the kick. Wind is slight. It's out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. It feels like it's 72. Visibility, 27 miles, but I also think I see Santa up there at the North Pole. You know, as flat as it is out here, 40% humidity and 29.76 inches of mercury. So, should be a fantastic night for football, and I'm telling you, this beautiful field we've got out here is going to be a fast track, and should be a lot of fun.
No question about it. The two teams, captains, are meeting out in the center of the field, getting ready to get underway with this one. And so many games going on around the area tonight. We're going to be talking about those and trying to keep you up to speed with some of them. But right now, these two teams are pitted against one another, and they're battling it out for second place in District 3 of Class 1A. St. Mary's is on top of the district at 4-0. JCN 3-1, Mission Valley and McLeod are both at 2-2 coming into week 8 here this evening.
Now, if Mission Valley loses tonight, they'll fall a little bit, right? Because if McLeod can go on and win, Mission Valley would fall below McLeod, having already lost to him once this season.
That's right. And McLeod is 5-2 on the season. Mission Valley 3-4 overall. And again, we mentioned JCN, not only 3-1 of the district, they are 6-1 overall. Their only loss coming a couple of weeks ago to the Bears out of St. Mary's.
Well, the flip of the coin was just reenacted at midfield. It was won by the Chargers. They elect to defer their decision to the second half. So, with all that said, Mission Valley will put its kick return team out on the field, and back deep, it looks like they're going to have, Caden Brost, Jr.
And he is going to be settling in right around the 10-yard line. Brost, 5'9", 155-pounder. The boot is away, and it'll bound at the 20.
And he'll bring it up to the 25 and be spun down there. Great job by the kick coverage unit of JCN, the first guy down there, Ethan Knoll. So for Mission Valley, they're going to start this possession at their own 25-yard line.
Mission Valley, the Vikings. Maroon and gold is more of a Washington Redskin,
Minnesota Golden
Gophers.
Minnesota
Gophers, yeah. And I'll tell you what Mission Valley is, because they're big across the front line. I mean, you got a big man. The first guy is going to be up there, and that's going to be Alan Hoffman at 5'10", 275, a junior offensive lineman. And here come the Vikings in their offense from their own 25-yard line. They're going to go to a little offset eye. The quarterback is pitching. It's a halfback pass downfield, and no one was taken in by that. That was good defense downfield. They were looking for They're a big, long, tall, 6'3" wide receiver, Colin Clay. But the Chargers, Gus, stayed with their route and stayed with their assignment defensively.
Can I tell you, that play probably developed a little too quickly. And what happened was they threw the pass before Calvin Manville could really look into the backfield and realize that it was a sweep. You got to sell the sweep a little bit and then pop up with the pass. It's incomplete. And man, going to the well on first down. Now they're going to send, how about this, 4 to the right.
And one wide to the left. Quarterback in there is going to be Sam Bryan, the sophomore. Ball at the 25-yard line. He'll flirt over into the right flat. It's going to be juggled and dropped, and it'll go as an incomplete pass, very close to lateral, but it'll be incomplete at the 25, making a third down 10.
So sometimes coaches get really creative, and they run these wild formations like you saw right there. But the problem with running 4 guys to the right side, you know that not everybody is eligible, right? The inside guy is covered up, so he's not an eligible receiver. So as a defender, you can mark him off as he is not a guy that I have to worry about. And that time they tried to run the tunnel screen back underneath, and just no luck on that play. So, again, 2 tricky type plays on the first two downs of this drive.
That is not the first time we've seen that formation with 4 receivers out, and you throw it to the rearmost one and let the 3 in front of him block. Third down and 10. Mr. Ballant, quarterback, is back to throw. Deep drop, launches downfield, and that is going to be 10 or 12 yards beyond every receiver or defender, landing beyond the 50-yard line. And for Mission Valley, 3 passes to start the game, and as quickly as that, Gus, they take 21 seconds off the clock and go 3 and out.
Well, that's one way of doing it, right? I think that what happened was Mission Valley maybe has come out in this game and said, hey, we've got to come up with a special way to beat this JCN team, so let's try to get a quick one on the board in this first drive.
The JCN Chargers are going to put Will Elias and Connor Kearns back for the return. The punt is away, and here they come at the 40, at the 50, and a marker goes down as a tackle is made right at the midfield stripe on the return by sophomore Will Elias, and we'll see what the first penalty of the evening is going to be all about.
You got to think right where the kick returner caught it. You're going to see a block in the back type penalty, and the officials are talking this over. That penalty marker came in back at the JCN 41-yard line. So officials are going to take their time, block in the back against JCN. So this should back them up all the way to about the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 JCN.
Okay, we have the best of all worlds. You know, you talk about when things kind of collide and come together, and it will generate and has generated a huge crowd tonight for the home team. JCN has traveled well enough, but the fans here at Mission Valley have come out because final home game of the year. They have come out. It is senior night. They have come out because they got the little kids out here doing the cheering and dancing, and everybody loves to see that. And it's a perfect night. There is no reason not to be in this facility here this evening. First down, 10. Quarterback going to hand off a sweeper out of the left side to the 35. Bouncing outside of the 40. 45 getting across midfield and racing down the left side, Ethan Noel. He's going to reel off about 24 or 5 yards. Finally pushed out of bounds by Cale McCart. And it'll be across midfield, a first down for JCN down to the Viking 45.
So we saw Mission Valley come out in their very first drive of the ball game, and they came out with a little trickery, right? The very first play from scrimmage was a halfback pass. What does JCN do come out on the very first play? Boom, handoff. Go right to your bread and butter, what has won you all these games this season, and JCN runs the ball really well.
Single man is going to be wide to the near side for JCN. It is a first down, 10. Quarterback going to keep it himself on a QB draw. He's at the 45-40, 35-30. Straight ahead running. And the Chargers moving the football. Caden Brobst stepped up because he got a hold of Grady, who, had he been able to pull away from him, might have gone the distance.
Yeah, Grady was, like you said, an arm tackle away from being able to take that to the house. But, again, this is a possession that started back on JCN's own 31-yard line. Two plays later, they are on the Mission Valley 31-yard line. I almost stumbled and said Missouri Valley. It's going to happen tonight. But these uniforms are much nicer looking than the purple and orange.
38 yards and two plays for JCN. First and 10 Chargers, as you call it, at the 31. Handoff is going to go into the right side. Here comes Ethan, bouncing to the left, going to pick up a first down as a penalty marker sails into the middle of the offense.
Yeah, that thing came right as he got to the line of scrimmage, so you're going to expect a hold against JCN right here.
Now, usually you don't see the back judge, you know, in the back of the defense throwing that flag to the line of scrimmage, but that's what we had occur right here. And there's your holding call. We have had a lot of action. We've had a lot of snaps of the ball. And we are 1 minute, 20 seconds into this game. So that was the...
About 8 minutes left in the first.
Oh. Well, that's an interesting little buzz, Joseph. I hope that you're not experiencing or having to deal with that. And here we go. The penalty is going to be assessed, pushing the football back 10 yards all the way outside the 40 to the 41-yard line. JCN in Mission Valley territory, first and 20. Split backs, handoff is going to go to Ethan. He'll bounce outside 40. Ethan 35, no to the 30, no to the 20, 10, no to the 5. Goes into the end zone. Touchdown Chargers from 41 yards away. There. Senior running back Ethan Noel puts the Chargers in front with 10:29 to go in the opening quarter. That was the same play they had run two plays ago, Gus, on the first play of the series. That he just bounced it outside, got a block, danced his way into that second level of defenders, and then he was gone.
Can I tell you, if you've watched any JCN film this year, they have yet to run a play that hasn't been on film all season.
Now the Chargers going to go for two, which is what they typically do. Handoff's going to go right side, cut back into the middle. Connor Kearns goes in for two. And we're taking our first time out of the evening, Joseph. It didn't take long. The break coming here at 10:29 to go in the opening quarter. We're at Eskridge, Kansas. Jefferson County North, 8, Mission Valley scoreless.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Hear the pep band here at Mission Valley in the background. 10:29 to go to open the quarter. The Chargers have broken on top. It was a four-play drive because it covered, what, 69 yards, something like to that effect, and quickly into the end zone.
Kind of, right? You might have done 69 yards to score, but then a couple penalties backed them up. I mean, that was probably more of a
90?
80-yard drive by the time you get total yards factored in.
Here we go, the advance, and the kick is away.
It will bound at the 15, be taken at the 12, up the left sideline, hit and pushed out of bounds just across the 20-yard line. How about Caden Brobst on the return for Mission Valley? And it'll be first and 10. Here comes the Viking offense. For Gus, they're going to have to come up with a running game.
And for JCN on that kick coverage unit, it was Carson McAfee getting down the field. Yeah, I think for Mission Valley, this possession becomes big. You find yourself already in the 7-0 hole. You had a 3-and-out to this point in the ballgame. I mean, you need to get something going in this drive, or else this thing could turn into a snowball real quick.
Quarterback, the line has already come to the line of scrimmage, and the quarterback is still huddled up with the running backs and the receivers about 10 yards deep. And now, quarterback Sam Bryan will bring him up to the line of scrimmage. It is first and 10 at their own 21-yard line, Mission Valley. Little wraparound handoff, try the left side. It hit and dropped just across the line of scrimmage at the 22. Make it a one-yard gain for Colton Appelhans. Appelhans is a 5'8", 170-pound senior running back. Second down, 9, Mission Valley. Mission Valley plays Gus in one of your very favorites, the Flint Hills League.
Yeah, you wonder who's in that Flint Hills League. It includes like Osage City, Council Grove, West Franklin. So a handful of teams that we've heard of, we don't see a whole lot of.
Second down, 9 from their own 22-yard line. Vikings. Snap is back, take up at the quarterback shoulder high. And he'll run around to feed it into the middle and tackled short of the line of scrimmage. Probably back around the original line of scrimmage. And we're going to make a third down and long for the Vikes.
For JCM, Braden Williams, the senior defensive lineman, able to make the stop on the play. But, again, this is a familiar position for Mission Valley. They're looking at now a third and long.
I just need a little more headphones for myself there.
There you go.
That buzz, I'm not quite sure about. We'll work on that. Third down and 9, nearly 10 yards to go. 9 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Mission Valley. Maybe try to paint a little bit of a picture of where we're at here tonight. Third down long. An apparent passing down. Quarterback.
He's lucky
he
did.
The screen because he was running backwards.
Yeah, he ran backwards. The offensive line let the defense through like he should on a screen. But the problem was three of those JCN defensive linemen stopped. The linebackers came up. There was nowhere for that quarterback to throw the ball. And now another 3-and-out. We're going to see punt formation for Mission Valley.
And again, JCN is going to have both Will Elias and Connor Kearns back for the return. Snap back is good. The boot from the 10 is nice. End over end, fielded at the 42-yard line. Kearns going all the way across the field. Another penalty marker falls as he crosses the 50 and is hit as he gets inside the 40-yard line. Out of bounds at the 35, but this is going to come back.
And it's about the same spot, right? About the 41-yard line. And so this should back JCN all the way up to their 31.
Okay. We are at Mission Valley High School. It is really, they call it S-grade because I suspect that's where the mail comes out of, but it's actually in the middle between three of the local towns of S-grade and Dover out here. And here's the thing. It is out in the open, and there's the illegal block indication being given. No towns around it, no houses around it, no livestock around it. I mean, we are out in, literally, in the very edge of the Flint Hills. It is picturesque. It is as open as it could be. Gus was talking earlier. He believes that he can see somewhere into Canada if we look to our left, and you might be right. The field runs north and south. It is well lit. It is very new. The lights, high intensity and spectacular, and it is a very fast artificial surface out there that is gorgeous. I mean, they have got lovely facilities here at Mission Valley. Brand new baseball and softball fields going in behind us. Quarterback going to take a snap on a first down at 10 and putting his way to the left side. Noel's going to cross the 40, 45, and carrying it up to the 50-yard line is going to be Grady. And JCN moves the sticks.
That time, Grady Noel going off the left side, finally making the stop for Mission Valley. The backside cornerback, Caden Brobst. He's been making a lot of those tackles, and it's not a good thing when your cornerback right now is leading you in tackles. and Jason hasn't attempted a pass.
And that's why I was going to get to the Chargers are doing what they do best, doing what they like to do, and that's run the football. And when you can run the ball, and not just pick up the two or three or four that I'm always satisfied with, but the 12 and 15 and 20, and that's what the Chargers are doing here. First and 10 to the midfield mark for JCN with 7:45 to go in the first quarter. The pitch to the deep running back who looked his way to the near side and is going to be tripped up. Ethan Noll could not get to the edge, only picked up a couple of yards. And you can hear, as Preston Bolte makes the tackle, because you can hear in the background the Viking fans cheering because that was their best defensive play of the night.
Yeah, that was a really nice job by the cornerback to come up, because earlier in the ballgame we've seen that same play where, you know, the cornerback misses him and all of a sudden he rips off a 10, 12, 15-yard run. But that time, a good open field, sure-handed tackle by the strong safety, Preston Bolt. And it will be a second down for Jason. Let's call it second and 8. This thing marked down at the 48-yard line.
We're looking to see if Bishop Valley's going to have that kind of an emotional rally, you know, that you have on a senior night in front of the home crowd. And right now they got to find some way to stop JCN. They have not yet, but this time they will. Is hitting into the middle of the line on a keeper, his quarterback, Grady Noll, nowhere to go. So he bounces off, goes left, hits the hole again. Nothing doing this. Free safety, Bryce Bunger, had come up to the line, made the tackle, no gain.
Yeah, Bryce, only a sophomore, but doing a great job right there, coming up from that safety position. Recognized the play right away, made a good stop on it, and now JCN finds themselves looking at a 3rd and 9.
Will the Chargers look to throw the football again? They have been able to pick up big yardage on the ground already. It's not like they have not been able to roll off more than 9. And here's going to be the handoff, cut to the right, weave it to the left to the 35-40. Breaking a tackle, 30, he's going to go. You can count it if you want to. Touchdown, Jeff North. Connor Kearns. Gus, when he hit the middle of the line, he quickly cut back to the left a couple of steps against the grain. Got going away from the defenders and then just outran him to the end zone.
49-yard touchdown run right there by Connor Kearns. He has 8 points already in this first quarter. JCN leads 14-0 at the 6:06 mark. Here we go for the two-point conversion.
Chargers are a two-point conversion running kind of a team. And again, JCN's got good size in the front, and leading them up to the line of scrimmage is obviously the big guy in there, Grant Furman. Here's a handoff, cutting right, cutting left, in zone. Ethan Noll puts two more points on the board, and we're taking a break. All Chargers halfway through the opening quarter, 6:06 to play in the first. Jeff North, 16, Mission.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
So that's for Jim Zagata and North and their staff and head coach Snyder. This is how you drew it up, right? I mean, all week you were saying, okay, here's what we want to do. Here's what we're going to try to do tonight.
Yeah.
And they're doing exactly what they wanted to do.
Right. Your defense has forced 2 3-and-outs, and so you forced 2 punts. Your offense has gone the same distance both times, right? They started at the 31 for both of their drives, have capped both of them off with touchdowns. You have a 41-yard touchdown run by Ethan Noll, a 49-yard run by Connor Kearns. And right now, JCN has to be happy with a lot of things. The only thing I think that Coach Snyder can look at is kind of had a handful of holding penalties tonight you'd like to clean up a little bit.
Well, Mission Valley has switched return men, and a short kick is going to be scooped up at the 25 and returned to the 28-yard line by Colton Appelhans. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Vikings, and they will have their third possession of the evening. 16-0. Jefferson County North in front on the road here tonight. It is absolutely crystal clear skies out there. And Cohen was calling it a crescent moon high above the stadium. Here come the Mission Valley Vikings.
Now, Mission Valley, we're going to talk about it a little bit after this play. They place the huddle in a really interesting way.
Very, very unusual. Wide to the left side is going to go 6'3" Cale McCart. Kind of guy that you think you'd want to be lobbing the ball up to a little bit. Motion will also go to the left side. It's a wide side of the field on this first down and 10 call. Quarterback is back. Kind of a deep drop. He'll throw over into the left flat. The pass is nearly picked up, and it is. It's going to be intercepted. Leaping high into the air at Hollingen. It's going to be Grady Knoll. It was a little bit short. Looking over into the left flat for Preston Bolte, but the pass was a little short, and Grady got upstairs to get in front of it and haul it in.
Yeah, it was a 50-50 ball right there, and Grady just went up and took that thing away. And so as quickly as that, we're going to see JC in with the football again.
The Chargers have scored, well, a lot of points in a lot of the games already this season. And they are looking like they might do the same again tonight. We've seen them. Pleasant Ridge against them, 62, 66 with Oskaloosa, 72, Valley Falls, 52, McLeod. So JC is capable of putting some points on the board. And now Grady's going to keep it to the 35, gets to the 30, and it's going to be very near the first down marker, right at the 27-yard line, and they're going to say move the chains.
Yeah, usually about this point in the ball game, right, everything's going well for you. You're up 16 points, 5.5 minutes still left in the first quarter. If you're an offensive coordinator, this is where sometimes you get a little, you know, get that itch that you want to dial one up, have a little fun, throw one towards the end zone, see what happens.
First and 10, and what the Chargers are doing, Gunston, again, old school description, I think you use it a lot and like it, I know I love it, they're running downhill. I mean, from the other end of the field, they've been running downhill. Here's a handoff left side. Ethan goes bouncing outside to the 20, to the 15, and it's going to be toppled after picking up another first down at the 14-yard line.
That time making the stop over there for Mission Valley. Again, it's the cornerback, Caden Brobst. Finally, Nolan Handley comes over and helps out on the stop, but not before JCN gets another first down inside the 15, marking down at the 14 with just under 5 minutes to play here in this first quarter.
I believe, and you can correct me, the JCN has only had two snaps of the ball that did not pick up a first down. The two when they got to a third down right out here in front of us. Other than that, I think every play has been adequate yardage to move this change. First and 10 now at the 14-yard line. Quarterback's back to throw. Throws it to man out of the backfield to the 15-10, to the edge of the 5, headed for the pylon. Touchdown, Chargers! Grady Knoll to Ethan Knoll, and JCN extends its lead. It's now 22-0.
Yeah, that time just a nice little boot pass for the quarterback, hit him in the flat, and then let his receiver, Ethan Knoll, get to the end zone. A nice play for JCN, and there we go. They're getting ready for their third two-point conversion of the night. They are 2-for-2 so far.
Chargers are going to run Cameron Seaver over to the left end spot. They're going to have a wing over there with Connor Kearns. Quarterback's just going to hand it off and just straight ahead running. That's going to be Connor carrying it in again. So Kearns picks up two, and the Chargers add to their lead. Taking another break, Joseph is at 4:26 to go in the opening quarter. JCN 24, Mission Valley nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Welcome back to Mission Valley High School. Happy to have you along with us here on CARE Radio this evening with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the studio, Gus Couch and Cohen right here too, handling business. Tom Couch. Tomorrow is Benedictine Homecoming 2023. Same logo, different club, different colors, same other than that. We're hoping for the Ravens to have the same effect that JC is having right now.
Here's the advance of the ball and the boot. It is not as deep end over end, and it'll be taken on the run of the 25-yard line, cutting all the way across to the left to the 30, into the middle of the 35, crossing the 40, and an outstanding return. The return man is going to be mowed down at the 43-yard line and getting up a little slowly, taking a little punishment there, is going to be Colton Appelhans. I guess for Mission Valley, we're saying the same two, three, four names an awful lot.
Yeah, I mean, right now, those are going to be kind of their playmakers, and you're going to get a feel for it. JCN has been able to spread things around that time. Cam Siever down there on the kick coverage tackle. It'll be first and 10 for Mission Valley at their own 43-yard line.
Here come the Vikings, going from right to left across your dial in this opening quarter that has 4:21 remaining. And right now, if you are Mission Valley, you just need something good to happen. You don't need a ton of good things. You need, first of all, one, and then a stack to build on, and that's not going to be it. It's a feed into the middle of the line, and a tackle is going to be made behind the line of scrimmage. They carry the ball into the middle, Gus, with Appelhans. We talked about him a lot, and he was bear-hugged and thrown down
RB.
By RB.
Yeah. RB Tweed in the backfield right there to make the stop on the play. It will now bring up a second and 13 for Mission Valley. We'll talk about what the Mission Valley huddles up. They send their offensive line out first. Then the quarterback re-huddles with the skill positions. And then they break out of the huddle. So it's a little odd. Have not seen that from a team.
Quarterback. It's going to be a quarterback draw. Tackle behind the line of scrimmage. A drop for a loss.
That time Ethan Noel getting back there in a hurry. And they're going to say the quarterback maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. No. They're going to say he actually ends up losing two more yards. So for Mission Valley, it's something they're familiar with. Same thing, different drive. They are looking at a third and long. They're looking now at third and 15. And, yeah, Mission Valley just hasn't been able to get anything going on the offense end.
That's where it's going to be. Inside 3 minutes of play in the opening quarter, but the ball gets put in play. Looking across the way, nice bunch of J's. Going to have a smile right now as their Chargers have started the game very, very well. Wingman is going to shift over to the right side. Quarterback back to throw, taking a deep drop, looking right, throwing downfield. Is it going to be another jump ball and another interception by the Chargers? Back to the 40 and hit and thrown down at the 50-yard line. Gus, another 50-50 ball, and Connor Kearns wins the flip.
Man, Connor Kearns is putting together a really good start to this ball game. He's got a touchdown run, 2 2-point conversions, and now an interception that sets JCN up at their own 49-yard line. So JCN now already with the football flirting with midfield.
First and 10, Chargers. This Chargers team has never been, I don't think, inside their own 35-yard line. And the only reason they were back inside the 40 one time was due to a penalty on a kick return. And so the field position for them has been absolutely phenomenal through the course of their opening quarter. Swingman will go over to the right side. The handoff is going to sweep right and then cut back left to the 50, to the 45. It's going to be another first down, down to the 40-yard line, picking up 11 on a first and 10 carry. And I'll tell you what I like. Connor Kearns, okay? You can always tell Connor. It's not necessarily the size or the height or the weight or if you can't see his number, if he's running, you know, just sideways, you see his shoulder. When he gets to the line, watch him. Both arms, one on top and one beneath, and wraps up the ball with both arms, just hugging it to his body as he goes into the middle of the teeth of the defense.
Yeah, make sure to tuck that football away. That time he did a great job of following his offensive lineman, Grant Furman, through the line. Grant, a big senior out there for JCN.
If I'm out there running, I want to be following Grant. 2:22 to go in the opening quarter, first and 10. Chargers with the ball, with the lead. At the 41-yard line of the Vikes. Grady Knoll, long count. Same play they've run so many times. Here goes Ethan. He'll try the right and then cut to the left. It gets stacked up, stopped at the 35. The scrum falls down to the 34. And Gus, kind of a headline here, the Chargers only 7 on that carry.
Yeah, it's JCN looking now at a second and, I don't know, let's call it short, right? Second and 3 is somewhat short.
Yeah.
And so, again, though, JCN has done this basically running the football. They had the one touchdown pass, but as far as passes go, it was probably your kind of pass, right? Like a little flare out of the backfield into the flats. So for JCM, looking at second down and three, with a minute and a half left in this first quarter of play, Eli Weiser is going to be very, very wide over here to the near side, and he'll be covered up by Nolan Handley. Second down call, same play, they keep running, and this time an ankle tackle right near the first down marker. And Gus hitting that hole in a hurry was Will Elias. He was accelerating, and then the defender just reached up and got him by the foot. Connor Holting will get the tackle, leaving JCN about a football length short of the first down. Now the officials are going to stop in JCN. So they're going to talk about their second, third down of the day. So we're going to get a timeout?
Yep.
We're doing it, Joseph. Minute to go in the opening quarter. Jeff North, 24, Mission Valley, nothing.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Let's talk about it a little bit at the onset of the ball game. It is an absolutely gorgeous night here. As the breeze is very gentle from the south. And, you know, right now, what are we calling this? It's 3.4 miles an hour. You know, they've got a weather observation station with its own website here at the school. 71.4 degrees with a 45.1 dew point. Joseph, you all appreciate all this stuff. I'll send this to you. This is fantastic. Here we go. Chargers taking the timeout. It's a third down and less than a yard. They'll quickly come up over the ball. Everybody in tight. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He's going to fall for it. It's going to be really close as they put the ball into the able hands of Connor Kearns. And they say keep the clock running. It's fourth down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he got it. Actually, I think he might have lost about the length of a football right there. And, yeah, let's call fourth and a whole yard. So, JCN now looking at fourth and a yard with 37 seconds left here in the first quarter of play. Of course, you're going to leave your offense out there, but, you know, Mission Valley's done well in the last two plays of plugging up the middle.
Kearns is going to be in the back. Go to the right hand of the quarterback out of the pistol. Grady waits for it, takes a snap, keeps it himself, cuts to the left side, picks up the first down to the 30. Grady 25 and down just short of the 20-yard line. Call it as a 21. First and 10, he got 10.
Preston Bolt makes the stop right there for Mission Valley, but for JCN, their first fourth down in the ballgame, and they're able to convert it, and they can take this down to the quarter if they want. They're looking over. Coach Snyder says, guys, let's go ahead and take this to the quarter.
That's going to do it. First quarter in the book here in Eskridge, Kansas. We'll be back to score after one. Jeff North, 24, and Mission Valley, nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, we're so glad to have you along with us here on CARE Radio this evening. High school football, it is hard to believe, week 8 of the season. Next week, in the state of Kansas, they begin postseason and the matchups, and we'll be talking about those. Matter of fact, if you want to get probably the earliest pairings and up-to-date stuff, stick around right after the game. We're going to have the high school football scoreboard show. And you know Jake and Boz are sitting right back there now. they've got an abacus and they're running numbers and they're, you know, trying to figure out who's going to play whom. They've got this big whiteboard on the wall. They keep using the permanent markers instead of the dry erase, and that's always a problem. Somebody has to come in and scrub those things down. But anyway, stay around. High School Football Scoreboard Show. I mean, you'll probably learn when and where and against whom your favorite team will be playing next week. Here comes the Jefferson County North offense set for the first play of the second quarter. They're going to be first and 10 to the 21-yard line, deep in Viking territory. Quarterback's back, throws it over to the left side, caught 25, drug down at the 20, and finally stopped at the 19-yard line. Connor Kearns with the catch, and Caden Brooks with the tackle. Kearns did go down right away.
Yeah, Caden's been busy, though, on the defensive side of the football for Mission Valley, playing that cornerback spot. He's been the guy, really, hasn't been thrown that much. That's probably only the second time he's seen a pass his way. But having to come up from that cornerback spot to help out with run defense.
It'll pick up a second down and about seven for Jeff North. Go down just inside the 19-yard line now in Viking territory. Receivers trips right, single left. Back to throw Grady. Pump fakes once, pulls it back. Being chased, running right to the line, right. Throws it into the ground, and is it going to be picked off? Diving for it, a defender, but it'll be incomplete.
It's going to be incomplete. We also have a penalty marker coming in late. It's going to be a hold against JC, and they're going to throw it right there, about the 24-yard line. The official still using those pink flags, which takes me a minute to find them on the field.
Now, here's the thing. JC has had, what, this is like their fourth 10-yard penalty of the ball game, and I don't remember any penalties yet by Mission Valley this evening.
Yeah, and that's what we kind of glanced on earlier, is that if there's something that Coach Snyder is going to talk to his team about, would like to clean up, it's some of these penalties. Now, his team has been able to overcome them and have no issues with them, but, again, you find yourself in that little bit of a hole. You can't do that against really good teams.
No, Fisher's got to hike and take this ball back out to the 29-yard line. It'll be second down and 17 for JCN. Up at Amelia Earhart Stadium tonight, Coach Smith and the Phoenix are going to be hosting, or are hosting, Wyandotte tonight. We will wish them well. Second down and long for the Chargers. They have not had to punt this evening. Quarterback was falling backward, but gets the snap. Kicks it over to the right side. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Staggering forward and picking up a couple of 3 yards, Ethan Noel, but there was not a lot there. It will leave the Chargers third down and long, as Nolan Handley comes up with a stop for Mission Valley.
That time Noah Handley comes up in the middle linebacker spot, and he sniffed out the screen right away, able to get into the backfield, trip up the intended receiver after a short gain. It'll now bring up a third down for JCM, but we've started to see them be a little more comfortable going to the air. That's nice, but I'd like to see him get back to the ground game because this works so well for them here.
Speaking of going to the air, wide to the left side, it's going to be Carson McAfee, the senior wide receiver. They're going to the reverse. There he goes. At the 15, at the 10, at the 5, the third touchdown tonight for Connor Kearns.
Yeah, that time Connor Kearns is running a little underneath counterplay for 26-yard touchdown run right there. And that's what I was talking about right before that play is you dialed up some passes. It's fun. Get back to your bread and butter. And right there, just that little underneath counteraction where everybody's going to the left. All of a sudden you hit Kearns going back to the right. Nice play for JCM.
So do you go back to Connor to carry it in again, or do you go to Ethan to carry it in?
I was going to say, he's already got 2 two-point conversions, so why not, right?
Let's see what they're going to do. Grady, the quarterback. Grady, no. Ethan Noel's going to back to it with him. QB's going to be back. He's going to throw. He looks left, throws left, and it is tipped and out of the back of the end zone of the two-point conversion. Does not succeed. Time out of the field with 10:14 to go in the opening half. Jefferson County North 30 and Mission Valley nothing.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
fans got the opportunity to recognize the fall activity participants who are seniors and learn a little bit about them and their future plans. And it was nice to see that recognition being shared. JCN getting set to kick it off again. They've been doing a lot of this here tonight. 10-14 to go in the opening half. 30-0. Chargers in front.
Kind of like Harry Balky last week. 8 of 8 from PATs and a field goal, right?
Yeah. Like, 11 points is a good day. Here's the boot. It is low and squibs. It takes a big hop, fielded at the 25-yard line by an up man. He'll get it up to the 35 and all the way to the 40-yard line. An excellent return for Valley, bringing it up the field. Preston Bolte, the 5'10", 175-pound senior.
That time making the special team stop, you're going to have Carson McAfee along with Merrick Knoll. Merrick, a freshman out there.
All right. Now, let me just ask you, what do you do if you're Mission Valley? I mean, what is the plan right now?
Is there one?
I mean,
right now, I really think that first things first, get a first down. I know that sounds crazy, but you're four possessions into this ball game. You've had two interceptions, 2 3-and-out punts. I mean, you've got to get a first down. So I think that's step one is get a first down.
On the first down call, the quarterback will hand off. They'll sweep left, hit the line of scrimmage, and somersaulting out of bounds across the way, probably gaining less than a yard. It'll bring up a second down. Let's give him one. Second down 9.
Yeah, that time over there making the stop again. Carson McAfee, he's got a handful of tackles already here, and we're early on in this second quarter.
Carson's grandma's here from Lawrence tonight watching it. She's probably closer to the game than we are, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
9:20 to go in the half, and Mission Valley is going to widen the field out a little bit, sending both Nolan Handley and Colton Appahunt wide to the near side. Now they're going motion to the left. Quarterback is Brian. To bring the motion man into the backfield, set him there, and the QB will hand off to his fullback. Goes straight ahead, loses the ball, Chargers have it at the 45.
That time the ball started getting away from him, and then as he got tackled, it was picked up by JCN's Cameron Seaver, and JCN will take over at the 45-yard line. Whoa! Are they saying he was down? And if so, that's a huge break for Mission Valley because
JCN thinks their offense is out there. They're huddling up.
Yeah, that back was nowhere near going down when that ball came out.
That's going to say, roll the clock! Scorekeeper people, and they are going to say it does belong to Mission Valley. Third down and 6. Vikings just short of their own 45-yard line, trailing at 30-0. Again, they'll have two receivers wide to the near side. This time a pair of backs already in the backfield, so they're not going to shift out and bring that wide out into the backfield. QB will make a late pitch, so sweep outside. This is ill-conceived, and it's not going to do anything good. Tackle for a loss of about 5 or 6.
Cameron Seaver, the first guy back there for JC. And the problem with that play is you've got to be fast to the corner, and JCN is just so fast themselves, able to get into the backfield, make the hit. Here we go. It's going to be a fourth down for Mission Valley. This ball's backed up all the way to the, 36-yard line.
Okay. Either the nicest guy out on the field, or probably maybe the guy that the other team likes the least is RB Tweed. After all these tackles, RB grabs the ball carrier, lifts him up to his feet, helps him to his feet, and sets him up. You should watch this. It's kind of entertaining. Fourth down is super long, and here comes the punt. That's a really nice kick. It's a bit wobbly. It'll bound at the 35, and then takes a charger bounce up to the 40-yard line. JCN is going to have it first and 10 of their own 40. Leading at 30-0, and still 7:50 to go in the first half here on the road tonight.
So for JCN, they're out to start their fifth possession of the night. Their last one ended on a 26-yard touchdown run by Connor Kern.
We talked about Atchison is at home tonight, ACCHS. At Silver Lake, Marhelmite Academy, at Rossville. So a couple of long and never easy road trips for the two other teams in Atchison County. Here comes first and 10. Chargers from their own 40. The pitch outside, Ethan, hit and dropped after a gain of two. That was a tremendous mano-a-mano kind of a that island to help Applehans, huh?
Yep. Applehans has been one of those names we've called a lot today, right? So right now it's Bolte, Brobst, and Applehans on this defensive side. And on the offense, I feel like they're still trying to figure out a way to get Cale McCart back into the ballgame. This is a 6'3" wide receiver.
Charger offense coming out over the football on a second down 8 call. They've been able to overcome these long yardage situations before. Here's a pass, and it is going to be caught. 50, 45, foot race 40 to the 30. He will go the distance. Ethan Knoll, the catch, the carry, and for the Chargers, a 58-yard touchdown strike.
Made it look easy right there, a little 58-yard pass, and it started as a little slant pass across the middle and then breaking a few tackles, and then once he got into a little clean space, showed off the wheels, able to get that thing into the end zone.
The pass was put in the perfect spot. Ethan did not have to break stride. He caught that thing on a full dead run and was off to the races.
So for Ethan Knoll, he'll now have his second touchdown reception of the ballgame.
Chargers go for two. The handoff goes into the middle, and the two-point conversion's good. That one is carried in by Eli Weiser. The junior gets the two-point conversion, and we're going to take another break. Joseph at 6:53 to go. We're in the opening half, Ben. It is Jeff North, 38, Mission Valley, nothing.
Don't let the flu slow you down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. Find a date and a location convenient for you. And register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. That's amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive flu away with Amberwell Health.
All right, so the Chargers are going to put the kick unit back on the field again for, what's this going to be, like the seventh time they're going to kick the ball off here in the first half?
Six, because yeah. They've got 5 touchdowns, and then they took the opening kick because, remember, JCM won the toss. They elected to defer their decision in the second half. So I get it, though. We're a little ways out of the 6:53 mark. They're also going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah, not quite halfway through the second quarter, 38-0. JCN in front. And here comes the advance. And McAfee's kick gets away. Return man tries to chase it back, and he is going to pick it up at the 5-yard line. Hit and down at the 9. Look at that great special team tackle by Nicholas Cahill, the sophomore coming down the field.
That time he looked at the football, and I for a second wasn't sure if he was going to field that thing. Then he finally picked it up, and by the time he did, JCN had gotten past that first line of defense, and they were back there. And for Mission Valley, all the plays in the playbook are there, right?
Yeah.
You're 90 yards away.
Yeah, it's a long, long field in front of the Vikings. And here they're going to come out over the football with quarterback Sam. Single man to the right. Running back on his right hand stays in the block. QB's back, standing at the goal line, looking for a receiver downfield. Finds none. Going to be hit inside the 5 and down to the 4-yard line.
RB Tweed back there, along with Braden Williams. Yeah, you talk about the quarterback had some time to look downfield, but were draped all over those intended receivers. And the biggest part of that play, if you look in the defensive secondary, the safety, Cameron Seaver, again, everybody was painted, but Cameron Seaver was just kind of hovering around the middle of the field. So if you throw anything, he's going to be able to get over there and play that center field.
And again, in the backfield,
You already had Carson McAfee. I mean, one of the linebackers was back in the backfield chasing that quarterback, and he had just nowhere to go with it. Pass over the middle on the second down. Collins going to go incomplete. It would have been short of the first down. Stopping the clock at 5:58 to go in the first half.
That time they were looking for Preston Bolte across the middle, but he was being guarded by Will Elias. So, incomplete pass, stops the clock, just under 6 minutes to play here in the first half. It will be another third down for Mission Valley. And how many times have we seen Mission Valley tonight with third and plus 10, right? Like, it's third and 15 this time.
And again, for Mission Valley, now I understand on the third down 15 or 16, you're going to probably be looking to throw the football, try to pick up the yardage, but
quick kick.
They're going to have to have some way of taking some time off this clock and grinding out a possession to try to keep JCN away from the football. Quarterback drops deep. He's in trouble in the end zone, fires a pass that's going to be caught and dropped at the 10-yard line. It was still going to be 10 yards short of the first down. And for Mission Valley now, they're going to have their punter standing all the way at the very back of the end zone, and JCN is going to come up with this in some really good field position.
This will be the fourth punt of the night for Mission Valley. And you say, well, they've had six possessions. Well, they also have thrown two interceptions on the evening, Noel with an interception and Connor Kearns with the other. So for JCN, they're going to send back the return duo of Connor Kearns and Will Elias.
And they're going to both be in Viking territory. The snap is back. The kick is straight up. Was it maybe even blocked? It's going to land at the goal line, and it's going to take a, I guess if you can call it a Viking bounce, to the 5-yard line.
See, that's, if you're a defensive lineman, though, and that ball bounces, you pick that thing up. There's your chance for a punt return for a touchdown, okay?
For one shot in your career.
Yeah, you can always go back and say, I had a punt return for a touchdown. But for JCN, they're going to start this possession at the 5. Just see if they're going to put it at the 5 or the 4. 5.
Yeah.
So they're going to mark it down at the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal for JCM.
Charger players are all over talking to Coach saying, please hand it to me, Coach. Here we go. Jeff North runs up over the football. They're going to go with a wing over to the right side, and Ethan, he is not in the backfield. The handoff is going to go in the middle to Connor Kearns. He is stopped and driven back. Does not get into the end zone. How about Connor Haitling? Connor's a big guy at the defensive end spot for Mission Valley.
Yeah, Connor, almost 6 foot, 200-pound defensive lineman right there now, JCN. No gain on first down. They're looking at second and goal from the 5.
We're going to get a little personnel change. You're going to bring in a change in the middle of the line. See, that is any indication of something. Here come the Chargers. It'll bring up the second down goal. Let's call it still at the 5-yard line. Again, Ethan is going to be wing to the left. Double wing offense. Hand off to the right side. Headed for the end zone. And it's another touchdown. Connor Kearns. He loves this field.
So Connor Kearns now has 3 touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions, and an interception. It's a good half.
Good half. But we still got 4:53 to go. And JCN looking for the 2-point conversion here. 44-0 Chargers out front. Jeff North looks over to the far sideline, and yes, we've got a receiver for the Chargers. It's Cameron Siever going wide to the right side. Nobody in the backfield with Grady Noel. Grady rolls right. Now he's going to run it. He will leap in. Does he get in? He does. Grady goes airborne. Coach Snyder will tell him, do not do that when he gets over to the sideline, and we get a timeout. 4X Mission Valley, nothing.
DQ presents the sound of falling hard.
Whoa!
No, not that fall. Everyone's favorite season fall. It's the sound of falling with the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. A bonfire with a pumpkin pie blizzard. A brisk stroll with a snickerdoodle cookie dough blizzard. A folk concert with a Reese's peanut butter cup pie blizzard. Fall hard with all 7 flavors on the new Q. Happy to...
The JCN kickoff unit back out there now. We were keeping track a minute ago. This is 7. first half kickoffs for the Chargers and Carson McAfee. It'll be Mission Valley's return man. He continues to settle in around the 12-13-14 yard line, right there, dead center. Are they set to go? Looks like they're getting the nod from both sides. Waiting for the back judge. They're talking to the chick angle. I don't know what the combo is there. Now they say, let's go. Here we are. The advance, the boot, very low kick. Skip, taken by an up at the 30 on a short hop. Looked like a shortstop coming up in front of it. A hard drive off the turf. Bring it back to the 40-yard line. That'll be a good spot for Mission Valley to begin this series with 4:47 to go in the half.
That time it was McCulbert making the making that short up return, and then finally for GCA making the stop. Nick Cahill.
That can't be easy to feel because that thing hit the turf.
Yeah,
remember, this was turf.
Screaming at him.
It came up fast. Got him right about belt high, and he just grabbed it up, and he did the right thing, man. He went south.
A lot of times you'll see backs kind of duck out of the way of that thing, letting it go back to that back line because, again, it is coming in so hot. But the advantage of fielding it there, you got really nice starting field position out to the 39.
Here comes Mission Valley. Quarterback with the single running back behind him. The straight ahead handoff, the bounce to the left across the 40 and stopped at the 41-yard line. What looked like it was going to be a pretty good gain ultimately gets stopped very quickly and picks up about 3. So for the Vikings, they ferry the play in from the near sideline.
I had to check to make sure that's who I saw out there. Callum Baker, the freshman defensive back, makes the stop on the play for JCN. Short gain, it'll bring up that 2nd and 7 with 4:15 left here in the first half.
All right, guys, let's talk about this. You talked about a little over 4 minutes to go here. And 2nd and 1, we got some things to talk about after this 2nd down play by Mission Valley. Quarterback's going to have an eye set up behind him. It is basically an eye behind him out of the pistol. Kind of like the formation. Let's see how it goes. Handoff is going to go to the tailback, and he's going to be sacked up at the line. Breaks the tackle, bounces left, breaks the tackle, bounces left, goes out of bounds, and picks up about 6 or 7.
Finally, Cameron Seaver makes the stop of the play. Cameron out there, a senior for this GCN team and for Mission Valley. Thought they were going to get the push down there. Instead, they're going to be a couple of yards short. Let's call it 3rd and 2.
Still with 3 minutes plus to go in the third or in the second quarter. At what point does Jeff Schneider feel like it is okay to start thinking of planning for next week and moving players in and out and doing different things and adjusting your personnel player packages? It's not too early for that now, is it?
No, I mean, you're probably after the first drive in the second half.
I mean, Yardimichi's bringing in some of the young guys, some of the freshmen, getting in here now with 3 minutes to go in the first half, leading 46-0. Quarterback is going to hand off. That play took forever. I think there was confusion in the backfield and a big tackle. Fawcett again, Harvey Tweed.
That time there was confusion. You had that eye set behind the pistol. And so the quarterback took the step, turns to the right. Nobody went there. Then he turns around and kind of looks at his running backs, and the guy says, oh, that's me. By that point, RB was in the backfield and says, yeah, well, why don't you guys just think about 4th and 9?
Well, that's what they're going to deal with here is a punting unit is back in for Mission Valley, and it would appear one more offensive possession coming up for JCN. Here's another kick. It's going to be high off the side of the foot and takes, again, a JCN bounce. Chargers are going to begin in Viking territory at the Mission Valley 47. 2:13 to go before intermission, and JCN can reach the 50 mark in the first half.
You did? I probably haven't memorized.
Not too much. I only need a few. Here's the thing. We were talking about before the ball game is the highway here, east and west highway south of the school. As it was beginning to get dark and the fans were continuing to stream in, the look across here and the openness and the solid line of headlights reminiscent of Field of Dreams as they were coming into to the field as fans come. 47.
Quarterback keeps it himself straight ahead to the 45-40 and looking like picking up a first down to the 36-yard line. Running the ball is going to be Grady Knoll. And we certainly hope that you're enjoying some high school football tonight, week 8 of the season, here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening half. And the Chargers being very patient, very methodical, huddling up back at the 50. Now they're bringing a play in from the far side. I mean, they're in no hurry, like they're running up over the ball and going no huddle and just pushing this thing. They're taking their time. Down to a minute and a half to go.
And now and Coach Snyder's going to utilize the timeout.
Yeah, let's hang on to it. Joseph, we've warned you ragged enough. Other games going on around the Meadowlark tonight. We mentioned Wyandotte's up at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We're going to have Washington at Highland Park tonight. Sumner hosting Lincoln Prep out of Missouri. Schlegel goes to Bonner Springs and Harmon at St. Mary's Academy. NEKL games include the ACCHS at Silver Lake and Morehillmount Academy at Rossville games. St. Mary's goes to McLeod. Centralia at Pleasant Ridge. Jackson Heights travels to Onega. Valley Falls hosting Oskaloosa. And Horton entertains Wabunsee.
Here, look, Riley County is leading Minneapolis at the half. Demon and Piper, that's a 7-0 game right now at the end of a quarter. So a lot of these games just nearing half. So, again, I feel like we're slow right now, but we're right on pace. How about this? Tonganoxie leads Ottawa right now 21-0.
So there you have all that. And JC is taking his time. And now, to come back out of the field. And even after coming out of the timeout, they are huddling up over there again. By the way, I know you noticed it in the mornings, early when you get up about 4:30 or 5, but that's already Jupiter coming up over there in the east, right above the JC and fans. Here's a lob pass down the right side, and a wide open receiver, but the pass is going to be a wee bit overthrown and going out of bounds. Guess it is not that Connor Kearns could not have gotten to it, but he could not have gotten to it in the field of play.
I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
It's 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I think we can still get home before Atchison gets done scoring tonight.
I'm assuming you're telling me that they have jumped down in front in a big way?
At the end of the first quarter, they almost had as many points as JC in.
Oh.
Atchison scored 42 first-quarter points tonight.
Okay.
And
That's a lot.
And still are throwing the goose egg.
Back to throw on a second at 10. Pass down the left side, wide open. Kearns catches it. Touchdown, Chargers! JCN on a pass from Grady Knoll to Connor Kearns that covers 37 yards. And the Chargers are now at 52.
Connor Kearns is having a night, right? That was a great pass right there by Grady Knoll. Able to just toss it up there, allow him to run into it. That time, as soon as Connor caught it, he put a little stop and go on a DB and then walks into the end zone.
Okay. Now, as the Care Radio sports staff, which is deep with talented sports knowledgeable guys, sits down to compile their
I'm not one of those players of the week.
Yeah, neither of us. Players of the week. Atchison is going to have some guys that get consideration. Connor Kearns has got to be in the convo. Quarterback is back, looking for the two-point conversion pass, and he's going to throw it out of the back of the end zone incomplete, and we're going to get a timeout. So, yeah, there are going to be some real candidates for that player of the week. Be interested to see who comes out with that honor. Right now, though, we're taking a timeout, Joseph. Got to do it with a minute 13 to go in the half. Chargers, 52, Vikings, nothing.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Jefferson County North. It's kind of become a thing now where we count off now their seventh first half kickoff. I mean, there are various things that you don't see real often. You know, you don't see a lot of times a team scoring 50 plus in a half. You don't see a lot of times a team kick off seven times in a half. But here comes Carson McAfee. And again, this is another low light drive. And this time the short hop fielded again nicely at the 30-yard line. And this time, Carson, the guy who kicked the ball, also makes the kick coverage tackle.
That time, Drake Duncan was the up back. Drake, one of the running backs on this Mission Valley team, makes the stop. And for the Vikings, they're going to start this possession at their own 39-yard line with 1:03 left before the half. And JZ in complete control.
Here comes the Viking offense. And again, the front five come up and get in their three-point stance over the football. And then the quarterback, receivers, running backs make their way up to the line. Three to the right, one to the left, single man in the backfield. First and 10 at their own 40-yard line. The defense is standing up. They've got 10 in the box right now. QB's back, looks left, throws left, and he had to hurry that so much. He had a man over there that he might have been able to,
He was kind of looking in the vicinity of Cajun Brooks, but he also looked up and realized that RB was in his lap. Also getting back there, Braden Williams. You're getting a little pressure off the edge from Zachary Toole. I mean, it's JTM front line. I think it's one of those things that we're impressed by them all season, but we kind of forget to talk about how great those guys are up front. When they're not making tackles, they're pushing the pocket and forcing quarterbacks into bad decisions.
It'll pick up a second down, 10. Clock stopping on the incompletion. And remember back to the first possession of the game when Mission Valley took 21 seconds off the clock. Here's a handoff, middle of the line. Nice little run. Gets back across 40-yard line, picking up about 3 yards. Vikings looking now at a third down, 7. And here's the thing. For Mission Valley, all right, third down, 7. If they would like to, this could be the last snap of the half.
It should be. Right?
Yeah, you think. Now we're down to half a minute. They're going to take their time. JT's used 2 timeouts. They are not going to use one.
They will
the
not
game.
Here.
No. That's just not going to happen. Now watch the official. He's looking at his wrist clock. Arm in the air. And waiting to count down there. He counted at 7. So they got 3 seconds. Here's a handoff left side and picking up a couple of yards, and we will go to halftime. It's intermission here at Mission Valley High School, where it's senior night. The visitors have the commanding lead. We'll be back to talk about it as they go to the locker room. It is Jefferson County North 52, Mission Valley nothing.
Listening to your high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org. to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Hey, here we are, Mission Valley High School, home of the Vikings, but at the final game of the regular season here, 2023, senior night for Mission Valley, but it's been all the visitors just having the fun. They lead 52-0 as we're halftime here.
It's been a great half for Jason, right? I think Coach Snyder's going to go to the locker room, and I really do think he has one thing that he can talk to his team about and say, hey, we've got to be better. And not so much you have to be better tonight. You have to be better in the next few weeks, because this is when you're starting to play really good teams. You're getting into that playoffs of, you know, survive in advance. The thing you have to do, not commit those penalties, right? We've seen a handful of holding penalties that have backed them up. Tonight it hasn't been a big issue, but it's something that you don't want to fall into the trap of getting those silly mistakes in big games. But for JCN tonight, 7 first half possessions, 7 touchdowns. So you also want to look and say, well, it probably wasn't all bad for Mission Valley in the first half. It wasn't great, right? 8 possessions in the first half for Mission Valley. How many first downs do they have?
3?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh.
No first downs in the first half. They do have 2 interceptions, and right now Mission Valley has struggled. And I think it all goes back to, it's a tone-setting thing. When this game started, they came out the very first play of the game. They ran a halfback pass. Fell incomplete. About a play later, they came out with another trick play. Didn't work. All of a sudden, you found yourself at 3rd and long. You had to punt the ball. JCN scores on their first drive and every subsequent drive. So for Mission Valley, they've not been able to put together anything. They've not been able to pick up any first downs. It's just been an uphill battle for Mission Valley. Taking a quick look at the scoring for JCN in the first half. Ethan Knoll got things started with a 41-yard touchdown run. Connor Kearns upped him on a 49-yard touchdown run. Grady Knoll had a 14-yard pass to Ethan Knoll. Later on, he would have a 58-yard pass to Ethan Knoll. Connor Kearns gets into the end zone a couple more times on a 26-and-5-yard touchdown run. And then Connor says, I'm tired of running the ball in for touchdowns. Maybe somebody could just throw me the ball and I'll run into the end zone. Well, then they did that. A 37-yard Grady Knoll pass to Connor Kearns right there, the last minute 13 of the half. The 2-point was no good, and GCN. I mean, so a few penalties and a few missed 2-point conversions are about the only thing they can look at right now and say, we left those on the board.
You know, that very first possession for Mission Valley when they took, again, we've talked about a couple times, you know, 21 seconds off the clock and had thrown the ball 3 times. They really haven't tried to throw it a whole lot after that. I think that very first possession when they had no success and they tried to maybe alter the game plan, run the ball a little bit. And again, we've talked about it many, many times. A great defense is an offense that maintains ball control and keeps the opponent off the field. It keeps their other team's offense away from the ball so they can't do anything with it. Well, and Mission Valley needs to do some of that.
And sometimes I think offensive coordinators or offensive head coaches kind of get in their mind a little bit. They're like, all right, I'm going to trick you by doing X, even though I've done Y all season really, really well. And so for JCN, though, they have not fallen into that trap. They came out and they've run the ball downhill. How many times have we seen that this game has been played between the hashes for JCN, right? They like keeping the ball in the middle of the field and getting downhill.
Well, we're looking forward to bringing you the second half of this one live here on Care Radio. And with that said, got to take a little bit of a break, send it back to the sports studios, but right now with your intermission score, Chargers 52, Mission Valley nothing. We return to Joseph Fed. He's got another fantastic Week 8 halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcasts to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening. I'd like to take a real quick look at the upcoming Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine Ravens football action as they are taking on Missouri Valley. Join us at 12:45 or so to get all of that pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Next Thursday night, we'll have Tom and Gus Kautz with the Sports Look show. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday nights. Then join us again next Friday night, as we will have a playoff opening round of week number 9 in high school football. We will be announcing who we'll have probably by about Tuesday. Right now, we've got a couple more real quick messages from our sponsors, and then I'll be back with the scores as I have them.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock, then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msconews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msconews.net.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacements, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Smithville and 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores to talk about. In the Hayden-Hiawatha game, it is Hayden 42, Hiawatha 0. Centralia is leading Pleasant Ridge at the half 22-7. Jackson Heights at the half is leading Onega 38-0. Hayden and Hiawatha are meeting up. Oh, I've already told you that score. It's Holton above Jeff West, 48-0. Nemaha Central is leading Sabetha at last record, 7-0. Lynn is leading Blue Valley with a score at the time of Lynn 28, Blue Valley 22. In the game that is between Frankfurt and Hanover at the half, Frankfurt is at 36 points. Hanover sits at 8. Troy at the half was sitting at 14 points to Riverside 0. At the end of the first quarter, Frankfurt was leading Hanover 16-8. And in the end of the first quarter, it was Axtell at 40 points to D West 0. And at the end of the first quarter, we've got Atchison at 41 points, Wyandotte 0. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got JCN at 52 points. Mission Valley is sitting at 0. We will be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks the nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacements, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 52. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 76 tomorrow. Sunny skies and calm. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 43. Upper 60s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much warmer Monday with highs in the low 80s and thunderstorms possible. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 63 degrees up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity at 56%. Barometric pressure is falling at 29.79 inches of mercury. And we've got about 9 miles of visibility out there with a dew point of 47. We'll be returning to Tom and Guest Couts in just a couple of moments.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters. Dr. Stephen Walls is pleased to announce his retirement and the closure of his veterinary practice, Westside Veterinary Hospital, effective December 29th. Dr. Walls will always be remembered as a caring, thorough, and hardworking vet. He has literally cared for hundreds of animals over the last 29 years. Contact the clinic for your pet's records prior to closure. And coming soon, Westside Grooming and Boarding, run by Kim Woodson.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato oles, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, welcome back. Mission Valley High School is where we are this evening in week 8 of the 2023 high school football season, and we're getting set to go to the third quarter. JCN has a commanding 52-0 lead over the Vikings. Welcome back, everybody. First things first, many thanks to Joseph, our producer-engineer in the CARE Sports Studio. Did a great job, as always, at halftime. And the fact that he puts up with us and makes us sound so much better than we really are is just phenomenal. I don't even know how he does it. It's remarkable. Thank you, Joseph.
I'm always impressed by Joseph.
Cohen with us here in the background. Gus Kautz, to my left, Tom Kautz, and Gus, JCN, the first team out of the field. We have yet, here they come. I was going to say we've yet to see the return of the Vikings out, and we're just 75 seconds away from the slated kickoff for the second half, so they're going to have to warm up pretty quick.
Yeah, maybe, right, if you want. Come out. Maybe do a couple stretches. Here in the second half for Mission Valley, they are going to, first of all, kick the ball to JCN to start the second half because JCN won the toss, elected to defer their decision to the second half. So when it's all said and done, Mission Valley is going to kick it. If I were Mission Valley, I'd probably onside kick this thing. Why? I mean, what do you have to lose at this point? But in the second half, you're just going to have to start to put together something and pick up a first down and just try to put together a drive.
All right, we're looking around some of the area districts, the first, you know, districts 1, 2, 3, 4 in Class 1A here, District 1. St. Mary's Colgan, you know that those guys are going to be good. They're 7-0, 3-0 in front down there. District 2, Opie. Have you ever heard of them? They're usually pretty okay. Right?
They seem to be decent.
Yeah, they're all right. They're 3-0 in the district, followed by Jayhawk Lynn, who is 3-1 and 6-1 overall. District 4, Centralia, 4-0 in the district, 6-1 overall. Jackson Heights, 6-1 overall, but they are 2-1 in the district coming into this week. And then, of course, we talk about District 3, St. Mary's, 4-0. JCN is 3-1. They're going to be 4-1. Mission Valley is going to go to 2-3. McLeod right now at 2-2. So their game tonight is kind of a big one. Oscaloosa 1-3. Valley Falls is 0-4. So that's kind of how that shakes out. And by the way, for McLeod, just to kind of let you know what to be looking for, McLeod is at home with St. Mary's, so it's going to be a tough row to hoe.
Yeah, so St. Mary's is going to come away as the champion of this district. They've already won it. The only team that could even pull even with them would be McLeod. So, yeah, a whole lot going on. JCN basically is going to get the runner-up in this one, in this district, with a win here today. Go to 7-1, 4-1 in district play, so.
Well, Jeff Dunn's got his kick return unit out of the field. And for the first time tonight. And look how wide they've got the return guys. They're out on the numbers. And the kick is going to be short, fielded, and then it will tumble out of bounds around the 25-26-yard line. So it'll be 1st and 10. Chargers are going to have their offense with perhaps their poorest field position of the game beginning this series, the first series of the second half of their own 26.
Yeah, probably, because, again, they had a couple possessions there, the first two probably, that started at the 31-yard line. This thing going to be backed up to the 26, and for JCN, that'll be their eighth possession of the ballgame. And expect JCN to get a little patient here in the second half.
By the way, we talked early in the game, like right at the onset, that for Mission Valley, the Vikings, they are in a very Minnesota-esque kind of a uniform with that kind of a pale, you know, maroonish red with gold lettering and trim. But they do have a black, matte black helmet. Here's a handoff straight ahead. Here goes JCN. Look out at the 40, 45. And that was a quick hitter by Eli Weiser. And Gus, he went straight up the middle for 20-plus.
Yeah, that time Weiser had no problems. Just broke a couple tackles and gets all the way out to the 45-yard line.
for JCN, by the way. They're traveling uniforms tonight with the white jerseys. They have the charcoal gray pants and, of course, in the forest green helmet lettering and trim. Here comes first of 10 Chargers at their 45.
Marshall, North Texas, right?
Yeah, I can see that. Here's a handoff again, straight ahead between the tackles and up to the midfield mark. Quick and picking up a quick 5 yards, straight ahead running for JCN and carrying the ball that time. Because how about this? We've seen carrying the ball tonight. We've seen Grady Knoll. We've seen Ethan Knoll. Well, this time we're going to see freshman Merrick Knoll carrying the ball. He'll take it to the midfield mark. Second down five, Jeff North. 2 minutes into the second half.
At halftime, it is Aiden leading Hiawatha 49-0.
We got Tiens Jenkins in the game. He's wider than ears. Look at him. He is tall and lean. Here's a quick hitter straight up the middle. Second down five, picking up seven, moving the chains. JCN, another first and 10. Let's tell you what, the stats, first and 10 numbers and stuff are going to be remarkable. Again, that's going to be Merrick Knoll. Now, Merrick, remember Robert Newhouse? Okay, you're shaking your head. That's,
I know Toll House,
yeah,
like the cookie.
Yeah, not
no,
like the Keebler.
No.
No. We're talking about Robert Newhouse. He was a running back for the Cowboys back in maybe the 70s. He's built like him. Here's a handoff right side, hit at the line of scrimmage, and spun down is going to be Nick Cahill.
Is that kind of like the back to week one when you made up that guy at Ottawa?
Yeah, Steve Grogan. Yeah, it's a fictitious,
right.
Fictitious ball player. Pull out your Goog machine in a little bit. Look up Robert Newhouse. I need to know how big he was now. Now I'm curious even myself. 8:50 to go in the third quarter. My point being, he is not the tallest guy on the field. Very broad at the shoulder, very solid. Looks like he's going to be really difficult to pull down. Second down 10, here's call. Quarterback will keep it himself, extends a forearm right to the shoulder of his blocker in front of him, and sophomore Will Elias runs the club and picks up five. Did you find him? Is this, you know, is this like somebody out of Lord of the Rings that's just created?
Yeah, it says something about a puka.
Yeah,
you know?
That's it.
Yeah, so Newhouse was 5'10". Give me a weight on him. I'm going to find that real quick.
You got to find that now. Now I'm curious. Third down and five for JCN. Charges with a football down to the 38-yard line.
So what did you think he weighs?
Oh, I'd say he's got to be 245, maybe.
Man, they left him at 5'10", 209.
He was way stronger than that. Here's a straight-ahead run. First down, bouncing off of tacklers, carrying down to the 30-yard line. Chargers moving the football. And again, that was Merrick Knoll. Well, did he play for anybody but the Cowboys? I mean, that was the guy. That was the team from whom I remember him. 7.5 to go here in the third quarter.
Hold on, more. He had the nicknames The House and the Human Bowling Ball.
See? This is what I'm talking about. Not real tall, very broad at the shoulder. You know, very, very hard to tackle. Not like the bus, you know. Here's a first down 10 call. QB will boot left, gets to the edge, angles toward the pylon, picks up the first down, skirts down the left side, leaning, getting down near the 10-yard line. Just a quick run to the outside and then accelerating up the hash marks in front of the JCN bench. They will advance the chains with another Charger first down. And again, run to the ball club, sophomore QB, Will Elias.
Yeah, only the Cowboys and...
He was in injury time.
Yeah, so the Cowboys picked him because they preferred him over Franco Harris in that year's draft. No, I think the Steelers did okay with Franco.
I don't think it was any way to lose this because both of those teams won Super Bowls with both of those guys.
Yeah, so, again, it's a win-win. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. JCN with the ball leading 52-0.
First and goal from the 9. A gaping hole up the middle that closes at the 5, but still, inertia carries Merrick Knoll into the end zone. And we're going to call it 6 minutes to play as the clock rolls along in the third quarter. And the Chargers have their 58th point tonight. So So JCN takes the opening kickoff of the second half and just trucks it downfield, wide to the left side. That is Wyatt Silvers, Gus, another freshman for Coach Schneider. Here's a handoff left side, bouncing, carrying it in, up right into the end zone. Merrick Knoll for two more, taking a break. We'll stay with that call at 6 minutes to go in the game. Chargers 60, Mission Valley nothing.
You should never judge a book by its cover, but when that book is a new Taco John's Cheddar Crunch Taco, we say, judge the shell out of it. With a crunchy flatbread taco shell coated in aged cheddar, crispy shredded potatoes, and our signature potato ole seasoning, it's the outside that matters. But with seasoned beef and crispy potato ole, or grilled chicken, bacon, and ranch, the inside is pretty amazing too. Shell yeah. New Cheddar Crunch Tacos, for a limited time at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
Okay. Welcome back to Miss Valley High School as Jason getting set to kick it away. This will be then the eighth, is that right? Eighth kickoff of the game or ninth?
Ninth
kickoff of the game for Carson McAfee. And if Jake and Boz are listening, don't forget, stick around here on Killer Radio and join them and a cast of several as they will have the high school football scoreboard show. And guys, I'm just going to tell you, as this kick is going to be fielded at the 25-yard line and brought back to the 30 where JCN will gang tackle a returner. Just letting you know that if you are feeling, you know, kind of devil may care, you could probably pencil in. JCN is coming up with a W here tonight. And in fact, then going to 7-1 of the season and 4-1 in the district as you, I'm sure, are plotting how the district standings are going to finish out in this last game of the regular season and begin to predict and prognosticate what the matchups are going to be for round one of postseason. So go ahead and scratch them in. 3:19 and rolling along to play in the third quarter, 60-0. Jeff North out front. Receivers, a duo to the left side, which is the wide side of the field. And still in the quarterback formation Valley is going to be Sam Bryan, who takes the snap. 3-4, now 5-step drop, throwing left. All his might, has his man who comes back and makes a diving catch. What a nice reception for Nolan Handley, the 5'11 senior wide receiver. That is easily the biggest and best offensive play of the night for the Vikings. And they'll take the football to their best field position of the night, the Charger 39. That was a nice play, and Handley did a tremendous job of finding the ball, coming back to it, and going headlong to make the catch. First and 10. Last thing Mission Valley wants is to see that zero up on the board. They're going to look to try to break that up, and here's a pass right side, caught over the shoulder. There's your Viking touchdown. How about that from 39 yards away? Mission Valley is on the board. The Vikings with the score, and Mission Valley has put points on the board for the first time tonight.
Again, we talked about it at halftime that you needed to go out and get a first down. For them, they were able to put together a touchdown drive right there, a 39-yard touchdown strike.
Yep, and we're going to say that was caught again by Nolan Handley. Here's the PAT. It is airborne. It is good. Counted off the toe of Hemi Goering, a 5'8", 120-pound sophomore kicker. We're going to hang on to it here, Joseph, and take this thing down to the end of the third quarter, which is only, 80 seconds away. So we're going to just save you that little moment. And so for Mission Valley, the crowd, which has thinned considerably since intermission, and some very solid, very dedicated fans remain here in the stands. And they were thrilled and delighted to see that score, and it comes on the heels of two long, long pass plays down the field for the Vikings. Kicking it off for the second time tonight. Both of them here in the third quarter. Mission Valley getting set to put a toe to it. Now, it is not going to be the guy who kicked the PAT. In fact, is instead going to be the guy who made the two long receptions, including the touchdown catch, Nolan Handley. Kick is short. It'll bounce out of bounds running 35-yard line, and that will end the third quarter. We got a timeout on the field. Three quarters in the books. It's Jeff North, 60. Mission Valley, 7.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Got a lot of things going on here right behind us. The construction of new, brand new, nice looking baseball and softball fields to go along with this outstanding turf football field, 8-lane rubberized track. Just well done facilities here. I was in their gym a couple of years ago for the Class 2A substate. Really big and nice. I mean, you got to have one of such a size known to be able to host those things, and it's met that with ease. And
you know,
well done.
The advantage of where this school is built.
You're close to, I mean, you're in the middle of everything.
Well, the advantage is you've got plenty of room to expand.
You do that.
Right? Like, I mean, you're not locked where you're, like, up against houses or a neighborhood or anything.
There's
like,
no landlock
if
here.
If you think of something, you can do it.
Yeah. There's no question. No question. Here comes the JCN offense as we're set to go with the fourth quarter. Quarterback's going to hand off, and straight ahead will come Noel, 35-40, and very close to the first down mark. And right now, guys, you can see Merrick Noel is going to be the workhorse here in the second half. Merrick picking up 9 into the left side, kind of pinballing his way forward. Up to the 44-yard line.
It also,
down one.
And it also allows some of those upperclassmen to kind of rest your legs a little bit, get a chance of getting injured late in the game. Now, as an upperclassman, you hate it, right? Like, you hate standing off to the side watching it. You want to be out there for every play, but, you know, you get it.
As a coach, I'm looking to groom some of these young guys. I can do a lot of things. There's another handoff to Merrick, who picks up on a 2nd-and-1, picks up 7. Here's what I'm doing. I'm out here. I'm teaching. Okay. I've got some young players who I'm helping to get better. I am evaluating. I've got some young players out there, and they practice is one thing. And everybody says, you know, coaches. How many times have you heard a coach say, "Yep, you play like you practice"? Well, usually, but not always. Okay. Some guys just seem to excel in games. And so here's a chance to evaluate what your talent level is. And, there's a lot of benefits to letting these young guys have a little fun. Plus, hey, there's a handoff goes straight ahead to Merrick, and he blasts his way for 10.
And for JCN, they've got 11 seniors on the roster right now. So, again, you're also kind of starting to gauge what you're going to have for next year. And getting these guys a little varsity experience is very important.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw out one last thing, okay? There are always guys like me. Now, I'm not saying that JCN has any, but there are guys like me who weren't really good enough to be playing. But you got a chance. You've been out there practicing every doggone day since the middle of August, right? You've been sweating, and you have been beat up, and you've been banged around. And you get to get out on the field and play in the varsity game. I mean, there is the carrot that's been dangling out in front of you for 3 months now. Here's a 2nd-down-1 call. And again, driving in, held by the jersey, and Merrick pulls the defender for the first down. So yeah, give the guy, you know, a little something for the effort, you know? First and 10, Jeff North, the ball now inside the 40-yard line and down to the 39 with 9:20 to go.
And Jason going to run into the ball game. Number four, Dawson Lindsay. Dawson, a freshman for JCM.
And if you're a freshman or a guy who doesn't normally get a start or a lot of playing time at a varsity, the last thing you want to do is be down here, you know, at the end with the guy. See the guy with the camera down here? Don't stand by him. You find Coach Schneider, the guy with the headset. You stand right next to him, kind of bump into his elbow every now and then, make sure he sees you, knows that you're there. Don't miss me, Coach.
Yeah, you reach down and you pick up something and say, Coach, is that your pin? Oh, that wasn't? Okay, no problem. Just want to let you know I'm here.
Gate of five for JCN into the left side. And again, it is Merrick Noel Carey for the Chargers. We're going to get a timeout. Guys, we're going to hang on to it here for just a minute. We're going to talk about tomorrow because we have great fun. Uh-oh, wait a minute. We got some great fun coming up tomorrow here on Care Radio as it is Homecoming 2023 for the Benedictine Ravens. You'll find football. You'll find, of course, football here on Care Radio tomorrow. You know, they're around the campus. Everything is going to be going on. There's going to be volleyball. There's going to be soccer. There's going to be the bed races at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, there are going to be all these things going on. And here on Care, we're looking to share with you the football game, Care Radio pregame at about 12:45 or so with a Wilcox Stadium kickoff slated at 1 o'clock for long time opponent for Benedictine and conference opponent since the Ravens joined the conference in 92, but they've been playing Missouri Valley longer than that. Vikings for Missouri Valley come to Atchison tomorrow. Enjoy it here on Care Radio. Coach Osborne, we'll have him right out of the gate, you know, about a quarter till, and got a great halftime interview with one of your many excellent BC players. We're going to have Jacob Gathright in there.
I think I could take him in the 40.
No. What are you going to drive?
Well, I was going to start about 38 yards ahead and hope for the best.
I tell you, on that run, Merrick Noel picked up about 25 yards and just straight up the middle, and he's down to inside the 20-yard line. It'll pick up another first and 10 for JCN. Yes. Jacob Gathright, wide receiver, all around. Nice guy, speedy guy. And enjoyable to talk to. I think you'll find it entertaining and ask you to tune that in. That'll be at halftime tomorrow.
You gonna ask him what his favorite, or what his superhero is?
You know, I would feel remiss if I didn't ask what the favorite superhero is. That's one of my favorite questions to ask these guys. I love seeing how they answer that.
I figure he would be like a Flash.
No, but Jason was. Here's another handoff straight ahead down to the 10. I don't know. We'll see. Jason Todd thought Flash was his favorite, though. This ball's got to be marked down. They're going to bring it back out to the 12-yard line. 7:20 to go.
Okay, last call.
Going to pick up a second down and very, very short. How did that 50-50 go?
Not close.
Not very well?
Not at all. I think we were in the 770s, and you needed it to be in the 940s. Oh. And
tomorrow, University of Kansas has a day off. Kansas State plays, like, it's, what, 6 o'clock tomorrow night or something, TCU, is that right?
TCU, yeah. A lot of purple.
Horned frogs and cats. Here's another handoff, and Noel will bound down inside the 10-yard line. It'll be a JCN first and goal. Merrick Noel. You realize he's going to be telling the team, look at all these yards I got rolled up tonight, because he's been the second-half workhorse for Jefferson County North. Chargers season, pretty good. You'll take 7-1, won't you?
Yeah.
Can we get into the postseason?
7-1's not bad. Your only loss came back on 10-6. You lost to St. Mary's 34-18, a game that, you know, from talking to people, it was pretty close.
Much
there
closer
throughout
than that.
Yeah.
Sounds. I like the Mission Valley Band t-shirt, Sid Canterbury. Play on the Van Halen shirt. Isn't that what that is? Here's a straight ahead run by Merrick. He's at the 5. He's at the 2. And they're going to get him down just short of the 1 yard line. Is that kind of the Van Halen, or is that the Waylon Jennings, or what is that? That kind of a winged logo on that maroon tee. Right here. Is this the guy in front of us? Right?
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of like a...
That's your band director right there.
It's kind of like the Wonder Woman logo.
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah.
You know.
Like I say, that's the Waylon Jennings one is kind of like that. And there's a Van Halen one I know it's kind of like that.
Who's Waylon Jennings?
Yeah, easy now.
Yeah.
Easy
now.
Now
we might be a little far, but not too far. I couldn't tell you anything you think.
I got the keys. Just be aware. 5:15 to go in the game. Chargers. Second and goal. Second and goal. And diving for the end zone. No, he is short. Look at that official spotting the ball down inches shy of the end zone. Merrick Knoll tried the Sam Cunningham route, but could not quite get in. You remember that guy, right?
I do.
Sam Bam Cunningham?
Yep. Up and over.
Up and over. And yeah, you've restored some faith in me after you come up with that.
I only know it because Pops would talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Somebody play for? Oh, there we go. See, just when I had you going the right way, I lost you.
The Huskies.
Think Jason Kelce.
Philadelphia? Yeah.
Taking. Oh, the winner has turned up. I was hoping they were going to have to draw a second tab there. Third and goal, Chargers.
Basketball
now
season,
inches away.
Basketball season will be here soon, and that's when you get the baked goods.
Benedictine playing tonight. Here's a snap. Here's a handoff. And putting his head down and plowing into the end zone is the freshman, Merrick Knoll. Yes, Coach Moody, the guy is at exhibition outing tonight. They've got Missouri Western. Where are they? They're in St. Joe, I think. Is that right?
Sounds correct.
Or Fawcett. St. Joe.
3:30. 66-7.
JCN. And now they will attempt the two-point conversion. Quarterback at all the way down the field for the Chargers is sophomore Will Elias. He's done a nice job. Handle the ball. Merrick is his running back on this two-point effort. The snap, the handoff, and the score. So give Merrick Knoll not only the touchdown, but gets the two-point conversion also, putting 8 points on his resume. And Joseph, we're just going to hang on to it here as we go inside 3 minutes to play in the game. It is a 68-7. Jefferson County North advantage. So, there's that going on. Yeah, we'll have Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio before you know it. As the Ravens will be playing not just this exhibition game, but they'll be playing like real games that count and matter in the month of October.
Hard to believe we're already here.
Yeah. Mission Valley's already out on the field in anticipation of the kickoff, and JCN's getting, I think, some new and different personnel. We've got 3, 3, and 6, and, oh, there you go. Is that a final?
Yeah.
Okay. How about that? So, in that Benedictine men's game, it was the MIAA representative, Missouri Western, coming out in front, 83-71.
Over the last few years, Benedictine's been able to keep that pretty close with Missouri Western.
Here's a kick that bounds down to the 15-yard line, angling toward the near side, hit at the 30, breaks the tackle to the 40, and all the way up to the 44-yard line. And it was Merrick Knoll as well as Carson McAfee on the tackle. How about for Benedictine? We need to talk about some of the names. You're going to hear about some new guys. You're going to recognize some of the previous players. Of course, Braden Belt. He was the guy that went to Media Day with Coach. Braden was 7 of 13 shooting the ball.
When's that?
That's gone. Yeah. Okay. We just didn't hear about it. Here's the throw downfield and nearly caught and then dropped around the 25-yard line. I didn't get the memo. Preston Reynolds, 2 of 5, 4 points tonight. Back to Braden Bell. He ended up with 17. Bryson LaRue, 6 of 11, shooting the ball, 15 points tonight. A new name, hitting 4 of 8 shots and getting 9 points tonight is Larry Parker for BC. Hagen Hildendorf played Ahmad Lewis with 3 points in the game. Ezra Fiagafa had 3. Anthony Hall, a half dozen. Jared Lee with 5. 3 for Noah Simmons. And Vince Duca gets a couple of points. Here's a long pass downfield and a penalty marker, the first one of the second half. Hits the turf down around the 25-30-yard line. And it won't make any difference because that's going to do it. Your final score tonight here at Mission Valley. Jefferson County North 68, Mission Valley 7. We'll return to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Welcome back as we recap tonight's ball game. They already shut the scoreboard off. I hope you got that written down there, guys. Benedictine, Jefferson County North winning it here tonight. It was a runaway freight train as JCN just dominated from the very onset of the ball game. It was Mission Valley taking the opening kickoff. They went 3 and out, and at that point it was almost over. JCN scored and scored and scored and put together a 50-plus point first half on their way to their 7th win of the year.
JCN, 9 possessions tonight, 9 touchdowns. They were able to do a lot of things that they wanted to do tonight. Taking a look at the scoring and how it broke down, Connor Kearns had 3 touchdown runs of 49, 26, and 5. He had a 37-yard touchdown reception and 1 interception tonight. Ethan Knoll had a 41-yard touchdown run, a 14-yard reception, a 58-yard reception. Grady Knoll with 3 touchdown passes tonight, and then Merrick Knoll scores too late on a 10-yard and 2-yard touchdown run for JCM.
How about that? The Chargers, 7-1 overall, 4-1 in the district. And congratulations to them on a great regular season, and we look forward to seeing how they match up and how it goes for them in the postseason.
So now we move on to mythical week 9.
Yep, and stick around to hear on Care Radio, the high school football scoreboard show coming up. And of course, we'll be keeping you posted as to where we will be and what game we will be covering for you next Friday night here on Care Radio. We could tell you that tomorrow it'll be Benedictine College football homecoming 2023. A lot of people are going to be in Atchison, and we encourage you to come up to Wilcox Stadium, watch the game, tune us in here on Care Radio. You can be out in the shop working in the car. You can be out on your lawnmower riding around. You can be, you know, doing some house cleaning. You can be driving a car going to grandma's house. You can always enjoy Raven football live right here on your home for it, Care Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Final score again tonight, it was JCN 68, Mission Valley 7. Until we greet you tomorrow from Wilcox Stadium. For Cohen, who's been back here, and he has done a great job. We got through it all. Thanks much to him for supervising. Gus Couch to my left, and Joseph, our producer and engineer, back in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, as always, many thanks to you. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.